warmer weather. We get out more, get out on our bikes and motorcycles. And here to talk about helmet safety, we have Howard Spiva. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
All right. And where are you from? Where are you at?
I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's been warm there. Warmer than Ohio, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a burger that you say yes to in Savannah?
Yeah, turkey burger.
Turkey burger.
My wife makes it. Anything she cooks, I love.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're here to talk about helmet laws and why they should not be overlooked this summer. And you're an attorney, correct?
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do and then why you got involved with the helmet safety.
Well, I've been practicing for over 30 years, and I do only serious and catastrophic injuries, and a lot of my practice involves children and brain injuries, which is pretty sad. And about 18 years ago, I've been practicing for about 15 years. My sister, who's since passed away with cancer, and my wife, who is the office manager, we were walking through the office, and we had all the pictures of verdicts and cases and so forth, and my sister said, "Wow, we have a lot of kids we've represented." So we gathered up all those pictures and put them on the wall. It was about 30 or 40 kids. Hmm. And we just kind of froze, because as we started talking about the cases, we realized that every one of those injuries were preventable. And tragically, most of them had occurred while they were in car wrecks and due to the collapse of the parent's seat in the back of the parent's head or the headrest, smashing in the child's skull. And we just said at that moment, we were not going to go forward unless we did something about that. So we went and bought a bunch of helmets and started giving them away. We partnered with some doctor's offices, and it just grew from there. We became a 501c3. We got a board of directors, hundreds of volunteers, and now we've started spreading it across America, getting other lawyers who we call ambassadors to join our charity, which is the Justice for Children Foundation, and it's located online at headsandhelmet.com. But that's how we got started. But we looked around and we said, every dangerous activity a child is participating in, skateboarding, bicycles, baseball, football, karate, you know, they're wearing helmets. And, you know, when I was a kid, we were like, you know, that's sissified. We're not going to do it. But this day and time, I mean, who's tougher than a bull rider? And bull riders wear helmets. And so it just seemed to be the natural next step for kids to wear helmets in a car. And if somebody questions that, I would share with them two facts that really opened my eyes. The Center for Disease Control and the Pediatric Association did some studies. And number one, when they mandated helmets on bicycles, traumatic brain injuries went down by 75%.
Wow.
And 85% of fatalities went away. Now let's take one more fact and let's merge these two facts. The number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under 5 today is in car wrecks. So if the number one place that kids are getting brain injuries, they're not wearing helmets. You know, race car drivers wear helmets. And if a kid's under 5, they're likely in a child safety seat. So a child safety seat's just not enough. So we go out and educate the parents. We have festivals and parades, and we show kids that, you know, helmets are cool. I mean, because after all, you know, you've got sports figures, police officers on motorcycles, and you've got, you know, Darth Vader, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Batman, you know, Tron, even Dora the Explorer, you know, wears helmets, and the Paw Patrol. I mean, depending on if they're, you know, 4 years old or 5 years old or, you know, just different things appeal to them. And we just want parents, when they're putting the child in the child safety seat, to say, hey, you want to be a race car driver or a karate girl? And we give away these helmets. It's a Helmet for Life program. Once we give a helmet to a child, we send them a birthday card with a picture of them wearing a helmet, and it reminds them every year to come in and get a new helmet, or if they outgrow it, or if they damage it. And so that's what the Justice for Children Foundation is all about.
So how far out does the Justice for Children Foundation help with this matter?
Is this
strictly in Georgia, or is it?
Well, we founded and we're based out of Savannah, Georgia, but we've started a national program. We've got two law firms in Texas. We've got a bunch of applications in from lawyers around the country. My first goal is to reach a law firm in each state, and then as our staff grows, I would like to reach a law firm in every city. Because it's, you know, I see time and time again two things. I see preventable traumatic brain injuries, And I also have people call me up and say, hey, you know, I had this happen and my helmet got smashed. Can I get another one? And so we know that that's someone that likely was prevented getting a traumatic brain injury. Now, we don't limit it. You know, if somebody comes in and they want to ride on their bicycle or skateboard, you know, we give them to them. We also do outreach programs with churches and schools, and we go to health events. But one of our biggest things is we get physicians to write prescriptions for helmets, and the kids can bring the helmets to the charity and get fitted for a helmet, sign up for a free bicycle, get listed on the birthday card list. We get police officers to write subpoenas instead of a ticket. You know, we write a voucher for them to get a helmet. So we have a lot of outreach programs, and we're really trying to grow this because, you know, I've been doing it 17, 18 years, and it's still not, you know, a national trend.
And we're talking with Howard Spiva, an attorney and also executive director for the Justice of Children Foundation. And the concept of helmet, wearing a helmet in the car for your kids, new concept, probably first time a lot of people have heard that idea. But again, I mean, share the statistic on why you are pushing this and why it is so important.
Yeah, I mean, if a plastic helmet can prevent 75% of brain injuries and eliminate 85% of fatalities. I mean, imagine this. You get in a car wreck. It's a minor rear end, five or six people in the car. Nobody even goes to the hospital. But the back of the parent's seat breaks and smashes the child. They get a fractured skull and a subdural hematoma. Imagine the guilt of that if, you know, I could have put a helmet on them. And, you know, these helmets, you go to a bike shop, they're $49.95. You go to, you know, Target or some department store, they're $29.95. In Walmart, they're $19.95. We buy them by the thousands. We give them away by the tens of thousands. I can put a helmet, a safety-rated helmet, on a child for $5. And so they're free. I don't care, you know, how tall you are, how short you are, you know, what color you are, what religion you are, how poor or rich you are. If you need a helmet, we'll put it on your head.
And where can people go to find out more information on these helmets?
Go online to headsandhelmet.com, headsinhelmets.com.
Right.
And we're working on a new webpage right now that's going to be real interactive. We have what we call swag bags with all kinds of promotional items to help people promote and spread the news about it. You know, if you have a pediatrician or a local lawyer, tell them to call us and for them to get involved too. It's just a community effort, and that's what we're all about.
Now, if someone just decides to go ahead and buy a helmet for their child, whether it's for in the car or for the riding their bike or skateboard, any tips on what to look for and how up to what age is it recommended?
Well, I mean, you definitely want to have it on infants and children up to at least 5 years old if you're trying to fit them for the car. If they're on a skateboard or a bicycle, I mean, everybody should be wearing them. I mean, I went recently and went snow skiing in Colorado, and I was amazed that I hadn't been in years, and I was amazed about basically everyone was wearing helmets now. It just made so much sense. But, you know, if you go to a bike shop, they can properly fit you. You can go online and watch the videos on how to properly fit them. Most helmets come with pads that you can Velcro in and out to get a proper fit. Or if they have a question, they can call us and we'll help guide them. If they just go to headsandhelmet.com, they basically can get any information that they need there.
Right. We're talking with Howard Spiva, an attorney, and you also put out a book called Winning Your Case, 21 Questions You Must Ask Before Hiring a Lawyer. So do you give that book to somebody before they hire you? Or tell us about the book.
Actually, yeah, I do. And but the book really isn't focused on wrongful death and catastrophic injuries, which I do. Basically, over the years, I've been so frustrated. I've had people come to me most of the time from some silly television commercial, and they hire a lawyer that some actor says is brilliant, and that lawyer either doesn't have the experience or doesn't have the courage or doesn't have the financial resources to really get full justice. And I see, you know, I see people, you know, life's wrecked that doesn't have to be. I see things that just don't get done. And so what I did was I wrote a book on 21 questions that you should ask before you hire any lawyer. I don't care if it's a parking ticket, a dispute with your neighbor, bankruptcy, you're buying a house. You want somebody that knows what they're doing. The law is just like medicine now. You know, you don't go to a foot doctor about something on your ear. Used to, you just went to the doctor. And it's the same way. Like right now, I would say 99 out of 100 lawyers have no business handling tractor-trailer cases because they involve significant federal motor carrier regulations that are very specialized. Well, if someone asks these questions, and actually I give 22 bonus questions, and if you ask a lawyer these 21 questions or these additional 22, you're going to know if they're for you, whether it's a divorce or whatever. I'm just tired of seeing consumers not treated properly and not get full justice. And we're really blessed. It went to a bestseller list, and it's not something to make money for us or anything to be self-serving. It's like $19 online. All the money goes to charity to buy helmets. It's maybe $2 for the ebook. And if someone's in town locally, I mean, I'll hand them a book for free. And we just want to, you know, give back to our community that does so much for us. And, you know, the rest of the book is either chapters on the charity or it's me answering those questions myself. And so if someone does need something like what I do, they see how the question should be answered. You know, for example, it one of the questions is, you know, what is your reputation in the legal community? And we have, you know, pictures and testimonials from 107 lawyers in the book across the country that have worked with us and know what kind of results we have. Well, you do the same thing. You don't come hire me, but you know, go to a lawyer and find out what their ratings are on AVO, what their ratings are on Martindale Hubbell. And so it just answers questions because most people have no idea who to call.
The book is called Winning Your Case, 21 Questions You Must Ask Before Hiring a Lawyer by Howard Spiva. Howard, how can they get a copy of the book again?
Well, you can go to Amazon, and it's available on there, or you can call our office, or you can go to the Heads and Helmet page and just follow the links.
Okay, again, it's headsandhelmets.com. Again, more information there about helmets as well. Howard Spiva, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm honored. You have a great show. If you ever have legal questions or want some input, I'm honored to talk to you all.
All right, and where does things, before we wrap up, where do things stand in terms of law? I know it's probably very state to state, but is there an effort to push for having helmet laws in cars for children?
Not for me, but because, you know, like right now, we have states that don't even require you to wear a helmet on a motorcycle, and so I don't want to get into that battle. The last thing most of us want is more government in our life, but I think if we show kids that helmets are cool, and we show them with celebrities, and we put stickers on their helmets, we paint their helmets, and, you know, we tell them about the superheroes and the Avengers and soldiers and stuff like that, if we make helmets cool, kids will want to wear them, and if parents learn those two statistics, the elimination of traumatic brain injuries and deaths, and that the number one causes in car wrecks, I think that's enough to give people information to make a decision for themselves. I'm not out for legislature and you know, I'm not here to bubble wrap someone's children. I'm just here to educate them and help them make the best decision they can for their child.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Appreciate your work. And again, it's headsandhelmets.com. Howard Spiva, thank you again. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for all your time. You have a great day.
And thanks for the work that you do. You too. Have a great holiday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.